Playlet.
A Christmas Carol. Inside Scrooge's apartment. Scrooge sits by the fire.
Christmas! Bah, humbug!
There is the sound of chains off stage.
What is that noise? It sounds like chains.
Marley enters.
Ebenezer Scrooge!
Ah, Jacob Marley, is that you?
Yes, it is me.
You're dead.
Yes, I am.
A ghost!
Yes, I am.
Why do you wear those chains? You were a good man of business when you lived.
Business? Helping others and showing mercy were my business, but I did those poorly. Now I walk in chains.
Are you tired? Sit down with me.
My time is short. I have come to warn you. You can escape chains like these. Three spirits will come to you. Learn from them.
Marley exits.
Three spirits will come to me? Wait, what do you mean?
Spirit number one enters.
Ah, another ghost! Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past. Walk with me.
Spirit number one leads Scrooge to the side of the stage. Spirit number one points off stage.
Look!
I see my old school. Is that me? Yes, it is. I see my sister, too. She has come to take me home for Christmas. She was weak.
But she had a big heart. And she had a son before she died, your nephew.
Spirit number one leads Scrooge to the other side of the stage. Spirit number one points off stage.
Look!
I see myself again. I am at my first job. Look at old Fezziwig. He had the power to make us happy or unhappy. I wish I could say a word to my clerk now.
Look there! Do you remember the girl?
Yes. I told her I only wanted to work. I didn't want to spend time with her.
Now look there! Years after you left her, she had a family.
She looks very happy.
They are happy.
Take me back! I have seen enough!
Scrooge runs to center stage. Spirit number one exits.
Ho ho ho!
What is that noise?
Spirit number two enters.
I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Spirit, take me where you will. I learned a lesson from the spirit before you. Tonight, if you have anything to teach me, let me benefit from it.
Touch my robe.
Scrooge touches spirit number two's robe. Mr. Cratchit and Mrs. Cratchit enter.
How was church?
It was fine. Tiny Tim enjoyed going there. He said he wanted people to see him. When they saw him, they remembered the one who made lame people walk so long ago.
That boy has a good heart.
Yes, he does. But he is so weak.
Never mind. Call the children. It is time to eat.
Mr. Cratchit and Mrs. Cratchit exit.
Spirit, tell me if Tiny Tim will live.
I see an empty chair. I see a crutch without an owner. If things go on as they are, the child will die.
The family looks so happy.
They are happy. Come, I have other families to show you. Look there.
It is my nephew's family.
See how they eat. See the games they play.
They look very happy.
They are happy.
But they have so little money.
Christmas makes them happy, not money. Now I must go.
Wait!
My time is done!
Spirit number 2 exits.
But it is so lonely here in my apartment.
Spirit number 3 enters.
Oh! Are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come? Will you show me things that will happen?
Spirit number 3 nods.
I fear you, Spirit. But I know your purpose is to do me good. I hope to live to be another man from what I was. Lead on.
Spirit number 3 leads Scrooge to the side of the stage. Spirit number 3 points off stage.
What are those people doing? They are talking about a man's funeral. Why are they laughing? They don't look sad that he died.
Spirit number 3 leads Scrooge to the other side of the stage. Spirit number 3 points off stage.
Those people have kitchen things. The woman has a man's clothes. The other one has a blanket. What did she say? Are those from the dead man's house?
Spirit number 3 leads Scrooge to center stage. Spirit number 3 points upstage.
I have seen this bedroom before. Spirit, I fear this place. Let us go.
Spirit number 3 points again.
I understand. I would look at the face of the dead man if I could. But I don't have the power. If there is any person in the city who has good to say about this man, show me. Spirit, please.
Spirit number 3 points off stage. A man and a woman enter.
He's dead.
What about our debts? Who must we pay now?
I don't know. By the time they tell us, we will be ready to pay them. Tonight, though, we can sleep with light hearts.
The man and woman exit. Spirit number 3 points to the floor at the front of the stage.
Where are we, Spirit? A graveyard? Why do you want to show me a grave? The name on the stone is hard to read. Ebenezer Scrooge? That is my name!
Spirit number 3 nods.
Good Spirit, have pity. Tell me that I can change these things you have shown me by changing my life.
Spirit number 3 turns away from Scrooge.
I will honor Christmas in my heart. I will try to keep it all year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. I will not shut out the lessons I have been taught. Tell me, can I change the writing on this stone?
Spirit number 3 exits. Scrooge goes to center stage.
I am back in my apartment. The night is over. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. I will start now. First, I will send a turkey to Bob Cratchit's house. I won't tell them it is from me. Then I must visit my nephew for Christmas. What a merry Christmas this will be!
Scrooge exits dancing. The end.